Blubber by Judy Blume.
After supper, I packed a shopping bag with a flashlight, a can of pink silly string, a roll of toilet paper, and my UNICEF collection box. In my free hand, I carried my Flenser sword. When my parents got home, my mother said, "It's freezing out. You can't go out like that."
"But if I wear a jacket, no one will be able to see my Flenser suit."
"Not only do you have to wear a jacket," Mom said, "but it has to be a heavy one, zipped up."
"Oh, Mom, you do this to me every Halloween."
"I'm sorry, Jill. It's the weather, not me. Halloween should be in August. Then you wouldn't have to wear anything."
"Ha, ha,"
I said, pulling the pillowcase over my head. I put my Flenser hat on top of that.
"Are you sure you can see?"
Dad asked me.
"Hold up your fingers and I'll tell you how many," I said.
My father held up two. I said,
six, right?
Then I laughed. So did Dad. "Gordon, I'm afraid she's going to suffocate in that getup," my mother said.
"Can you breathe?"
Dad asked.
"Yeah, I can, see? And I can breathe, and Tracy's waiting for me, so can I go now, please, 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 can I go?"